Now, any object in the Earth's gravitational field has potential energy, because, of course, it's being pulled toward the Earth. Now, quantifying this potential energy is one way to talk about height, because the amount of the potential energy an object derives from the force of gravity is related to its height. As we remember, when J. Richter was approaching the equator, Newton derived his theory that there was more Earth under the equator as he approached it, 17 miles, as I recall, because of the difference in the gravitational force. Now, an equipotential surface is a surface that is connecting points of equal gravity. The geoid is the particular equipotential surface that has been chosen to represent something that is closest to mean sea level. Of course, we can't use sea level exactly because temperature, salinity, currents, winds, etc. affect it. But the geoid, defined by gravity alone, is a particular equipotential surface arranged to fit mean sea level. And as you see in this image, the geoid and the ellipsoid are not the same. Now, of course, remember that the legacy heights determined by optical instruments in the past were always relative to the geoid, because, of course, the instruments were oriented to gravity. However, GPS heights are related directly, at least, to the ellipsoid, two different surfaces.